Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
Interesting testimony in the trial of Karen Reed as we wrapped up week number two. Some of the most interesting, I think, coming from some of the first responders in the case. And the defense of Karen Reed trying to paint them into a corner of not being legit, of maybe even perjuring themselves. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fadis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Eric, before we get into some of these clips and hear some of the testimony from this last week, we're another week in. What's been some of your key takeaways on this case?
You know, going into it, I think a lot of people thought it may have been kind of a slam dunk in the sense that Karen Reed allegedly had given a confession saying, I hit him. Mm-hmm. That there's damage to her vehicle that some people argue is consistent with that. But as my dad has always said, that's why they play the game, because you never know what's going to happen at trial. And things have sort of played out in a way that have raised a lot of questions. And so I think that this jury is actively considering whether this is a conspiracy or whether it's a straightforward hit and run case where she killed her husband. And so I'm just surprised that there have been more questions than answers. And here we're sort of well into the trial.
Yeah, I mean, it just gets stranger and stranger. Let's take a look at firefighter Kate McLaughlin talking about her relationship with Caitlin Albert, who was one of the homeowners where the accident took place. And then we're going to kind of diverge into them trying to paint her as, well, can we take anything that she says seriously? Because I don't know how accurate she's being about that relationship that she may or may not have, or whatever it may be, with the homeowner Caitlin Albert. Let's take a look.
Ms. McLaughlin, who's Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
Somebody named Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
So do you know Caitlin Albert?
I do.
You friends with Caitlin Albert?
I would say more acquaintances, not close friends.
Which can be totally legit, just being not close friends. But again, I mean, almost downplaying it too much, the awareness of this person, someone named Caitlin Albert. That's kind of bizarre. What was your takeaway from that?
You know, certainly a testimony that raised some eyebrows. You would think that if there was nothing problematic about that connection, she would say, oh, yeah, hey, I know Caitlin. I went to high school with her, and that's her. Instead, she's kind of trying to maybe evade the thrust of the question there and sort of dance around it. And I think that the impression that folks got is just more questions and more credence to kind of what the defense is putting forward.
And the thing is, it's like there's no real reason, it seems, to, unless there is a conspiracy here, to do that. I know she just thought, well, I want to distance myself because I don't want to be too connected to this. But that just ends up, like you said, raising more questions. Here's the reason why the defense wants to discredit her. It's because she's one of many who heard her saying, I did it. Let's take a look at that.
She answered who the patient was, his birthday. I think she answered the maybe some of those initial medical questions that I asked. She was, but as I said, she's very distraught. She was kind of moving around the scene a little bit. So I was like just kind of following her, and then we came to a stop at one point, and I continued to ask asked one more question.
What was that one more question?
So at that point, I asked her if there had been any significant trauma that happened before this.
What, if anything, did she say?
So she said, I hit him. She repeated it. There was a woman standing across from her who I believe at that point said, you're hysterical. You need to calm down. You're hysterical. She repeated, I hit him. And there was a police officer who was in that vicinity kind of with us who replied, you what? She repeated it one more time. And that officer then signaled to somebody, get Goody down here, which I'm assuming would be the sergeant.
So she's one of many who heard Karen Reed say that. So you knock one down, maybe. You still got all these other ones pop. It's like whack-a-mole. It's like we got to stop all these as quick as we can. How powerful is that testimony right there? And we'll hear, you know, why, you know, they believe that maybe there was a close relationship with the homeowner.
You know, I think it begins to become more compelling when it's combined with other testimony from another first responder who says Karen Reed admitted to hitting O'Keefe. You know, certainly these folks are impeachable in ways and there are ways to challenge their testimony. But the more the government sort of stacks on this admission from multiple folks, I think that could potentially tip the scales against Karen Reed.
Very much so. And trying to find a way to tip the scales or just, you know, put information out there. They're just trying to discredit everybody and kind of go in this idea that maybe there's a conspiracy or everybody's trying to cover for somebody. And they're doing it in interesting ways, ways that I don't know that they're really hitting the ball out of the park with.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.